Who's next? Come on.
We've got John from Southwest Victoria. Morning, John.
Hi.
G'day.
Oh, I'm ringing about something quite serious, actually.
Good.
Because I'm concerned that there's actually a lot of trivia in the media. Mm. And I hope
trivia, not fake news.
It's not going to go down that path. Mm. And I think the most important point is that it's not been commented on, not being thought about by anybody, is that we're now, if you watch the Channel 7 news or the commercial TV, you'll see the state government ads that we now have tough bail laws, and they exist to help protect the community. But there's a double standard. The tough bail laws, it seems, do not apply to police who have been charged with serious offences. Two police were charged with negligent homicide last week after 12 months of investigations. Negligent homicide, that's a felony. It's a serious offence.
No, it was actually negligent manslaughter.
Well, yes, it's still a serious offence.
Yep.
It's still a felony.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a very serious crime. And those two anonymous police have been released into the community on their own bail.
Mm.
And
undertaking, their own undertaking, that's correct.
But the whole purpose of the increased bail laws was to protect the community against people who are being charged with violent offences.
Mm.
So it seems to me that there's a double standard that everyone seems to be happy to turn a blind eye to. And this is happening at the same time while the government has appointed a Mr. Mike Bush to be the Chief Commissioner, the Chief Police Commissioner in Victoria on a salary of $906,000 a year. And this is at the same time that the government says that it has very little money to provide public housing that you've been talking about and people have been talking about on 3CR.
Mm-hmm.
It also comes at the same time when people are protesting about increases in land taxes, mm-hmm. where you have these overpaid, highly paid people who are willing to take taxpayers' money from the government for engaging in propaganda.
I cannot see any
other reason why you have this big police hierarchy with people paid this enormous amount of taxpayers' money for doing very little but running with media stories, entertaining the media, and doing very little else.
Mm.
And I don't see why there's secrecy around the identity of the police that have been charged with a serious felony. When a member of the community was in their custody, they're expected to be able to anticipate any risks or dangers to that person's life.
Mm.
It's not unreasonable to expect that.
Mm.
I think it's there is a double standard in the bail laws and it needs to be addressed. I'm just surprised that a lot of people are not taking it up. We seem to be fixed on trivia, or we're more concerned about fascism as an ideology. Well, this is fascism. It's under the guise of law and order.
Mm.
Law and order is increasing its grip right across the state of Victoria. You have 23,000 police employed in the Victorian Police Force. They are all overpaid. The minimum wage for a police officer is close to $100,000 per year, taxpayer money. And I think it's terrible that nobody seems to be interested in this. This was what the actual miners in 1954 were protesting about on the goldfields.
Yeah,
it's actually got worse.